Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and scar the nation. No matter what you say, the rule will continue to play until the day we are.
That's what I like, is support when I need it. Seven past the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn lurking about somewhere, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The leaders of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Milwaukee say they have reached a $21 million settlement with 200, let me see if I can get the right number here. How many? There were 330 people. Sorry, I thought it was 200 and something. That makes it even more outrageous when you get the number of victims of sexual abuse by clergy members in that archdiocese alone. Can you imagine? 330 people are going to share $21 million in an abuse settlement that was agreed to this week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. They've been in entanglement. Well, this is...
It's not a lot of money for them, though.
Well, it caused...
Yeah, it up.
Here's the thing. In the discussion of the Pope, we're all eager to know more about how this Pope thinks. We like his attitude. We like what he's all about. One of the things that he's said, whether he's done something about it or not, remains to be seen, but he said he wants to put an end to all of the secrecy, all the charges, all of the reality that has harmed so many thousands of young men and, to a point, young women who have been abused by members of the clergy in the Catholic Church. So here, this is something that started way before he took over, so he's not responsible for this. But the thinking, and I can come up with at least four churches within my immediate vicinity. The most notable church, St. James Church, Catholic Church in Wellesley on Route 9, Wellesley Hills, Massachusetts, where the parishioners were told in 2006 or something, after the first scandal, that they were going to have to close the church. There wasn't enough money. There weren't enough people going to it. And so they had sit-ins in the church for 6.5 years. There was never a moment when there wasn't somebody in the church to keep them from shutting it down. Finally, they shut it down, and it looks like you wouldn't believe how the grounds. I mean, this is on a major thoroughfare, weeds everywhere, windows broken on the church. They just left it. They didn't sell it. They just let it sit there. And the reason they haven't sold it is because a local car dealer who was going to buy it didn't. I don't know what happened to it. But the point is that there is all this money that has become due, and they're shutting down services. There was a retirement home for old priests and brothers that were in the faith. They closed that down, and they all went someplace. They all were broken. There were, I think, 24, 25 people. They were all friends. They all worked together for 50, 60, 70 years, some of them. And they shut the house down, and they moved them all to different places. They separated the friends, and most all of them died within 4 to 5 months of their being moved out of this home. That's the kind of thinking that goes on there, or had gone on prior to this Pope. Now, whether they're going to fix that or not, you know, the Catholic Church is sitting literally on top of billions and billions and billions of dollars in jewelry, in artifacts, in things that are buried in the basement vaults of the Vatican. And the hypocrisy here is so beyond belief that each one of these dioceses, they were told they have to figure out how to get out of their problem themselves. No help from Rome, no help from anybody. If your diocese had 21 pedophile priests and you were sued and the settlement is $330 million, then you got to come up with that out of your own diocese. We're done. We're washing our hands of it. Now, they'll take some of the pedophile priests and cardinals who supported them. They move them back to the Vatican so they can't be grabbed by the local law enforcement people. But to help the parishioners who are responsible for keeping the church alive? Nope. They don't do that. So I just thought this was another example of what has happened there. And the church fought it. They spent $5 million to fight these charges and the reward in court. And as a result of that, the judge gave another $5 million. in the settlement to the parishioners because the church had been so outrageous. I guess I do understand the arrogance of power and these people who really have bought into that they're the only one religion and, you know, we can do anything we want to with you. San Diego had the same problem. $200 million for 144 people a few years ago. Wilmington, Delaware, there were about 100 people, got 146 people, $77 million in settlements. So it remains to be seen what the new Pope is all about when it comes to this sort of thing. But those of you who are Catholic, Jennifer and Roberta, I guess, even though Roberta's not much of a practicing Catholic, you have that.
I practice not at being Catholic.
Yeah, okay. Well, but Jennifer is serious about religion, and she is deeply hurt by these sorts of things, as well she ought to be. And one wonders why the membership of the church, Jennifer, doesn't just get up and say, okay. Maybe that's why this change in the new Pope.
They have. I mean, you go to church on not Christmas or Easter, and already the church was having trouble holding on to people, especially, you know, people like me, especially who went to Catholic school for 12 years. And then when they had the opportunity not to go to church because they were able to control that themselves, they disappear and then they don't come back until they have kids of their own. And that group is still missing.
To the same punishment.
Well, you know, to be honest, I would send my kids to Catholic school. If I am lucky enough to have them, I would probably try. If it was affordable to me, I would try to send my kids to Catholic school because I loved the experience that I had for many reasons aside from obviously this nasty one. But we had a scandal at our church and it was so sad for many reasons. One, because there were real victims, and then there were also a lot of, oh, it happened to me too kind of people. And it did do a lot of damage. People didn't know who was telling the truth. They moved the priest. They didn't actually do anything to him. They just moved him to another parish. I mean, the way the church handled it really let it spin out of control.
And that's really what's going on or has gone on. I bring it up because I want to sort of watch it and see what the new Pope is doing about these things. He's talked a lot about it. I believe he's sincere about it. At least it seems that way. So let's see what happens. In a moment, Netflix is on the move to keep the other subscription services from gaining foothold. I've just become aware, because now I have a television set that has all these things on them, of how many of these services there are. I thought it was just Netflix. Man, there's a ton of these. So how does Netflix plan to hold on to their workers so that they can better produce things that will keep you focused on Netflix? That story in a moment here on Good Day.
Harrison with you. August in Europe is vacation time. Here in the States, it's any time during the summer months. But as we think green, how do you take a low-carbon vacation and still have fun? Well, it's not so difficult. It's actually cheaper and a nice kiss to the environment, too, especially with gas prices through the roof, affecting airfare and other modes of travel. When we consider the farther away we travel, the greater our carbon emissions. Example, planes crank out the most carbon emissions per person. Then come cars, then trains, and finally buses in the polluting category. So going by rail is the best bet these days, especially since Amtrak's been rehabbing their choo-choos over the past number of years. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the number 4 pick in the 1996 draft and played for 5 NBA teams. He's a 2-time All-Star who tallied over 16,000 points in his career.
Marbury stutters to baseline drive, reverse, yes!
So where is Stephon Marbury now? Stephon's been playing in the Chinese Basketball Association since 2010 and was on the championship squad in 2012. He led his team by averaging 45 points per game in a single playoff series. Stephon recently made news when he was ordered to pay his former personal chef $330,000 for an old sexual harassment settlement.
Plenty of time. Marbury goes at Prince inside. Layup. It's good. Top shot for Marbury.
Stephon Marbury, or as they used to call him, Starberry. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Fear of failure drives many people. It keeps them stuck in place, afraid to act.
But while it sounds strange, the fear of success holds others back. How can you know if you're one of them?
Take a simple test. Think about a goal you've had for a while. How many reasons can you find for not achieving it?
If you can readily rattle off reasons why you won't succeed, you may fear success.
If that's the case, ask yourself this question. What will success cost you?
Once you have that answer, ask another question. Will this really happen? Most likely you'll realize your fear is based on a false perception.
Then you'll feel free to move ahead. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Doug's Good Day program, 17 after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Richie, and I focused on how to make your business better, or how to keep people that are key to your operations. And Netflix has done something that many people are going to complain about who are competitors. Many people are going to see this as enlightened. Some people are going to say, it's nonsense. What are we doing here? So explain what Netflix says they're going to do with their employees, Roberta, will you?
Well, if you want to get an entire year off with pay, how's that sound? Get a whole year off with pay. You can return part-time if you want to. You can return full-time if you want to during that year. And if you need to leave again, you can leave again. Well, just go to work for Netflix and have a baby. Have a baby. They've updated their parental leave policy. Gives unlimited leave to both mothers and fathers. Now, Netflix already had an unlimited time off policy, but now they're extending it also to the dad. So let's say the dad works for Netflix, the mom has a baby. Well, now the dad can take almost an entire year off if he wants to. And some of the other, I'm going to go work for Netflix.
And they pay you?
And they pay you unlimited time off.
Where you can afford to have enough people around to cover.
Yep.
How many people, you know, work for Netflix, and how many people at any given time are taken off, and then you have enough to cover? I tell you what, as
I couldn't run my business.
Guy who
like
runs
that.
A business with what we have 25, 30 people.
It's ridiculous.
I couldn't do it.
No. It's birth or adoption, by the way.
Come on.
Rich, it's birth or adoption. Plus, get this: the employees get free meals, massages, and laundry service.
Well, that's what Bloomberg, by the way.
For
Netflix.
Well, let me just do
the people who work for Bloomberg get the same thing.
They get free meals. Yep, yeah. I remember I worked for Bloomberg for a while, and they have the meal kiosks. You never have to leave; you just go there and take whatever you want.
What'd you say, Jen?
It's just lame. Why do people even have a job? It's just so lame. Yeah. As someone who runs a business,
when do we actually work?
You want to walk to work every day uphill in the snowstorm, both ways.
But at some point, you got to be contributing the amount of time that. Never mind anything
I'd fire
else.
Anybody that took a year off.
How much? What do you need them for in that circumstance?
Damaging.
You
have they're to replace them.
Yeah,
but I want to know
year, I don't need you at
whether
all.
Richie, you or Jennifer, you have timed any people or if there's the mechanism to do it. How much time do people spend at work on their iPhone or their smartphone doing things that have nothing to do with what you're paying them
for? I'm
going
to say half the day.
It is ridiculous.
Dude, I go crazy if I'm gone for 2 weeks.
I know.
No, I'm talking about people who
just
every day, Richie, are using
really
their smartphones.
No, I know.
Are they looking at their email? Are they looking at their texting? They're on
how many
the phone?
Days or weeks? At what point do you start to go, I guess they don't really need me?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. What do you mean? The employee?
Yeah.
You'd like to think that if that's
how
the way.
How worthless would you feel if you
really,
took off
if you're really interested in your job and your own well-being. 21 after on Good Day.